Gray Area Part 5. You know what I'm saying? What's popping, everybody? It's a beautiful day out here. You know, it's rocking in the motherland, Zimbabwe. Now it goes, man. So I've been noticing a little opportunities everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I thought I'd share some of them. You know, why not? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of pursuing something. When you're out here, man, you got to do a whole lot of things. You got to have multiple streams of income. Yeah, so I got a whole bunch of things I'm trying to pursue. But anyway, we're not talking about me. I want to talk about little opportunities, man. So one thing I've noticed is there isn't a lot of imported stuff on the store shelves now. Like, whoever, like, you know, this Charon's Biscuits is back, you know, Crystal Sweets, Pasco Sweets, you know, stuff like that we grew up with is back filling up the shelves. There's a lot of local produce. Olivine is even on the shelves again, you know. So you start noticing that, oh my God, you know, there's some manufacturing going on. And who's making all this money? You know, I was like, yo, it's the old companies. The white people is making money again. You know, but either way, you know, there's still a lot of stuff we gotta import, you know. And I was like, that's an opportunity. So I was looking for some stuff at this big warehouse place called Enrichers, you know. And I was like, hey, everything on the shelves is local, you know what I'm saying? Like, so stuff that, like, do it yourself stuff, especially like in the diaspora, like in South Africa, the UK, Australia, America, you know, them places, do it yourself stuff, you know. Stuff, you know, when you just do stuff yourself, it's a business over here. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy, you know. So for example, you know how people, you create your own marinade, you know, you mix stuff up, you know, you got your own little signature barbecue sauce that you kind of made, you know, braai sauce, you know, small things like that. You know, in the diaspora, it'd be hard for you to convert that into a business. But over here, man, yo, right now, it's just straight money, yo. You got some crazy nondescript name brand stuff you see on the shelves where you can see somebody just look for some cheap packaging and a cheap label, and the stuff's moving. You know what I'm saying? The stuff is moving. And I'm like, yo, it might not last forever, but that's a gap, man. So if you can manufacture anything right now, I saw some ladies doing Vaseline, petroleum jelly. They got their own brand. You know, they're cleaning out. You know, the first example I can think of is the Zepes. They call them Zepes now. But when I got back, they were called Jiggies because they were imported from South Africa. Then they blocked the borders, and then Zimbabweans started manufacturing. So I know somebody who became a millionaire in the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Off of starting small, you know. So it's like, it's so crazy. Like, you know, there's a big gap, you know. At least Zimbabweans are beginning to feed the nation again. Zimbabweans are beginning to supply the nation again. So get counted, man. You know, get counted. Like, my next door neighbor is making hot sauce now. You know, it's up on the shelves. She's getting some income, you know. And if it's good enough, somebody going to get up on it. It's real different from first world to get your stuff on the shelf, man. Woo! You already know, man. You already know. But yeah, small little opportunities, you know, small little manufacturing opportunities. Then, you know, do it yourself, make some lotions, you know, small things, man. Small everyday things, man. People getting paid out here, man. Holla. Yeah, man. Episode 5, part 2. You know what I'm saying? Talking about opportunities, man. So I used to live in Atlanta. So, you know, Atlanta was coming up, music, you know, entertainment, you know, the black mecca, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're in it, you know, because so many people that you're hanging out with, that you're around, they're musicians. You know what I'm saying? They're artists, you know, it's where they go. So you kind of get into the industry, whether you like it or not, and you learn some tidbits anyway. So I moved back home. I'm not into the industry, music industry or anything, but there's a lot of content. Like, I noticed, like, there's a lot of little studios. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of little studios all over the place. Like, these kids out here got a lot of content on their hard drives. You know what I'm saying? All this music. But the thing is, it's not being shared with people, you know? And the reason I'm saying that is because when I was in the diaspora, man, I used to, like, yearn for music from back home. Like, and I used to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't no thing. We were paying, you know? And any new music, we was on it. I was on it. I was all about that. Zim dancehall, man. I just love Winky D. You know what I'm saying? So I get back, you know, and I got friends with all these little studios, like my big homie, you know, iSense, you know, he got a studio out in Barrie. They got so much content. They got so many talented people. But it's like getting the music to the paying masses, which is the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, without these people who are just jacking their CDs, man. Because, you know, these people, they got music, but they're not doing well economically. Like, they don't get paid for their music. You know what I'm saying? Their music is just being consumed for free, you know. And for me, I'm like, yo, if we can get these musicians on, like, Spotify, you know, iTunes, you know, stuff like that, just get their stuff there. Because, I mean, people can just put their music there. Their music might get appreciated in maybe Turkmenistan, you know, wherever, you know what I'm saying? They get income off of it whilst they're sitting here. You know what I'm saying? Because they really do need to get some kind of money. Like, even if somebody was making $50 a month or something small like that off of their music, man, it goes a long way over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know how to do it, you see now. And I ain't about to teach myself how to get people music on Spotify, how to register and all that, you know. But if there's people out there, man, I got so many people with so much music just sitting on their hard drives, man. You know what I'm saying? They need a manager. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know any music managers or whatever? Hey, let's do something, man. Let's Zimbabwe music to the world, man. You know, let's export music, man. Let's export music because it's really dope music. You know, holla. Yeah, episode 5, part 3, talking about them opportunities, you know what I'm saying? So, my cousin was here last week from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And she was telling me that, you know, she bought a whole lot of Cerro Vida. And I was like, yo, you like Cerro Vida? She was like, nah, my son, you know, he was on Cerro Like, now he's on Cerro Vida. And I was like, oh my God, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember when I was immigrant, when I was in the diaspora, like, we used to go to Mexican stores because their stuff kind of similar to our stuff, you know, like Wu Fu and stuff like that. But it's like their kids in the diaspora still eat food that they ate from back home. Well, mixed in with the American, but they also have their foods, you know. And I was like, so why is it that there's no proper pipeline of Zimbabwean product being sold in diaspora areas with concentrations of Zimbabweans, you know, like, you know, the UK, for example, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, it's abundant, because I don't know about the UK, but I know in the US, it's here and there, you know what I'm saying, like, there isn't, like, a quick normal distribution, like getting in a supermarket, you know, that's not there. You know what I'm saying? Craziest thing, I remember there was a South African store in Atlanta and we were getting some of our stuff from there, but there aren't even that many South Africans in Atlanta. You know, they just organized, you know what I'm saying? Like, why couldn't we have a Zimbabwean store where it's almost like a little okay in the middle of England, you know, and everything sold in there is like, okay, then, you know, it helps in so many ways. It keeps people connected to home, you know what I'm saying? You know, it keeps people supporting people, companies back home, because that's Forex, you know, and stuff like that. Like, you know, small things like that, you know, everybody's always like, yeah, the market's this, we need to look for markets. And I'm like, why are you looking for them? Your cousin, your sister, your mom, your auntie, your uncle, they're the market. They're sitting in the markets already. You know what I'm saying? Don't think too hard. Talk to the Zimbabweans over there. You know, and the Zimbabweans over in the diaspora, talk to your people. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, it's crazy, man. You know, it's small little things like that. You just got to put two and two together. Holla.